This is News Director Larissa Donovan. We continue on the Meet the Candidates trail, basically, ahead of the primary. That's coming up quickly now, Tuesday, August 9th. And I am joined here for a sitting Bemidji City Council member. She currently represents Ward 1, vying for the at-large seat. It's Audrey Thayer. Welcome to our studios.
Thank you. And since I last was here, the renovation wasn't here, so this looks great.
Well, thank you. It's been a lot of disruption, and I'm hoping it'll soon all be over. But we're here to talk a little bit about your campaign. You're currently, representing Ward 1. You were elected to that seat. Pretty close margin there in 2020. What do you want to say about your experiences so far on the council and why you wanted to throw your name into the at-large race?
Oh, I figured that question was going to happen. Thank you for having me, Larissa. I appreciate it. 2 years ago, you walked in with, as a newbie on the block.
Right.
And you have your initiatives that you have campaigned on, and I've honored those. What I didn't realize was we'd have a Pandora box opening up of many different issues, and that excited me. So I've accomplished a sustainability committee. We're now officially, having names for that. Wrote the ordinance with two other council people on the community and policing advisory committee. So that's an opera. There's a council person assigned there. Was destined to figure out Sanford Event Center so it wouldn't cost the taxpayers so much money. So we did fire the management, and I was part of that vote. And to do that and bring in a new management, which meant transition committee, which was weeks and weeks and weeks of work of making sure that we were serving the city in an appropriate manner. The outdoor dining, I pushed that. That was a little bit of a controversy, but we got it. So I will look at that. And then some of our ongoing that I've done in the past 2 years is, of course, is Ridgeway, and working and connecting community. I'm grateful for this community because so many people have stepped up to assist in offering education, friendship, understanding, empowering families that really could use that. So I've had close to 20 years of experience with the homeless community. So that is like old home for me. And so I'm still very involved with the community and making sure things are okay. And there's some really good programs out there. And of course, my love is People's Church, because that is probably the one place that's been the longest in Bemidji that has served populations that are challenging for our citizens. So all of those are some of the initiatives that we worked on. So the rail corridor is coming through. I am very invested in that project because I want to make sure the ground is safe. We didn't know years ago, our society, our community, that we may potentially been really messing up ground, and we did. So I want to make sure that that's in order. Some spots are good, some spots are not. But most importantly, the gentrification of the area, because if it goes to development, will it fit in? I think it will. I think the community, there's a program that serves our community just across the railways, that I'm very close to in my heart too, that they don't feel slighted or even get maybe better sewer services, who knows, so that's and then the most important piece that I am digging through is the archaeological. Do we in the anthropological, oh, God, get that word out.
It's a big word.
It's a big word, yeah. But make sure that we are conscious that we, in land acknowledgement, we need to do land acknowledgement. This is originally Dakota and then Ojibwe territory. And, of course, we became a city. But we have we potentially want to make sure there are not any remains there, and we're respectful to that. So I'm very invested in that project. So what led me to run the 2 years was that archaeologically, I've got to follow that rail corridor, make sure Sanford Event Center, as we transition off the committee, that it is running fairly, so the property tax folks here, you know, that they can see a little bit more of the, you know, money. It's important to us right now. I have talked about making sure crime and violence is still, that is not an overnight thing to undo. The Ridgeway Project, to make sure we follow through and make, and we do have some serious city issues in housing, and to coordinate groups and involve myself in listening and being liaisons with that. So there's lots going on when you look at that. I sit on the Joint Planning Board Commission, and that the board, and that group, it's fascinating to watch how we work through what's appropriate for our land base. So land's important to me. Not that we should be owning it, but the landing that we keep it safe and clean, and property owners do feel comfortable. So 2 years from now, 2 years, I'm up for the primary. If I don't make the primary, I have 2 years I'll be at high speed. I've been at high speed for the council. I have been in, I'm never not visible in this community and supporting organizations and present in in and around the city. And so running for 2 years for the at-large, which would give me an additional 2 years, that would allow that time, and then I'm really, truly done. I'm not going to run Ward 1 again, you know, which I had said I would not do that. But an additional 2 years to expand the amount of skill that I can offer our city and support of our staff at City Hall is critical over the next 2 years. We still have not set our priorities. I'm hoping tomorrow at our council retreat that we'll be able to have some direction, which will be very good, that we can come to an understanding of how money should be spent, because I am one of those people that I can't run a household unless I know I have a good, solid budget that everybody agrees in the family, you know, how to spend, right? So we need to do that.
I think a lot of families, you know, have to think like that, too. There are, you know, Bemidji is a really dynamic place. I've lived here practically my whole life, too. But I know that it has a lot of big city issues inside the small city confines. I mean, housing's, you've touched on a lot of these things, like housing, mm-hmm. transportation, childcare. I mean, there's
huge initiatives
that we are facing with. And I would like to maybe hear a little bit about your ideas about how, what the city can do to move the community ahead in tackling these issues.
Well, right now, and I posted that this morning, that we have to start pulling together, you know, and I did see that with all the housing entities in the city of Bemidji are meeting now, talking about what we can do in our community to address housing. And I realize we, you know, Conifer's opening, and they're already filled. And also working relationship with our landlord association, I really want some time with them. There has been a perception and fear-based, and I understand. I'm a property owner, and so are you. We want our property to be maintained decently, but there's education we can do and things we could do. So housing is a huge piece all across the country, so there's a lot of research that we can pick up and how we can handle it. Transportation, we're only at 15,000, so we're still going to have some problems with, you know, the transportation.
Right, and it's not just the 15,000 that live directly within city limits. There's like another 15,000 in the townships immediately adjacent to the city of Bemidji.
Oh, absolutely. So. And upcoming in the next 2 years for sure, two to three years, trying to get a read from the community and how they're feeling on a hospitality tax, and I know that just starts, like, if somebody's listening right now, they're
barbs are going to be up a little bit.
Yes, they are. So that has to be sorted out. You know, I got involved with Visit Bemidji, and I'm grateful for Visit Bemidji because we are now seeing the perception change of our city by the work that's being done by that crew over there. I'm really excited about that. So 30 years in the city of Bemidji, this is the opportunity I have to leave a legacy of hard work and engaging people on a one-to-one basis. And groups and organizations to mobilize and bring hope. And I'm not coming from a point of being unrealistic now. After 2 years, I know we can, you know, watch those dollars. We can move things around. We can engage, you know. And I'm not afraid to say no. You know, spendthrift is not my name. But we do need to have things in our city that are really important. Four cities, so crime and violence, our streets, you know, what can we do to better improve? I hear that frequently, you know, and what do we do with our homeless in our community? How do we address that? And again, that's a national problem, and that will be an area that'll be important. So I can't forget, you know, that I sit with, you know, the public works. So I like the public works. My dad was worked in public works, which is weird when I think about. He was, you know, the guy that made sure the water tower was running right and the water and the sewer system. So I get excited and wishing I could be driving some of that equipment.
It does look a little fun.
It does. Maybe it does. But those, you know, so people don't realize how important that is and how big of a budget it takes to maintain all of that. And I know that parking right now is another one. So I'm involved with the Downtown Business Association, the DBA, trying to get them engaged and excited, you know, and participating. We need a parking survey. That has to be done. We had talked about it a year ago, but now we need that survey so that we have so many different parking rules. It gets a little.
Didn't Chief Mastin just cite like some 30 different parking
zones?
It's
yes.
Some astronomical number.
It's amazing
around there.
That we have that going on. So you can see that ongoing, and I get fascinated about that. And then most importantly is to make sure that we are in equity and inclusiveness and diversity. Our city is beautiful. We are such a dynamic cultural base of many different cultures. And I want all of that to be shared and celebrated in our city because that's what communities do. And that's ongoing for me, that I want to make sure we're doing that. Equity is so important in everything we do. And I want our city hall to look like the city we represent. Very important.
I was just going to ask about the City Hall project. It seems like it's going to be a big ticket item coming down the pike.
Yep.
Well, kind of like a train down a tunnel. What are your hopes and, you know, what do you like? I know there's nothing on the table right now still in feasibility and planning, but what are some of the things, your priorities for the next City
Hall? Well, we have, right now we have the, you know, the first fire hall is old. And, you know, I have to listen and hear what the citizens have to say. Obviously, I'm going to go for the least expensive project. But right now, from the way things are looking at the state of the building, we may not be able to fix it up anymore. We may not be able to, you know, take the adhesive tape and keep taping.
Right.
You
it's know? A bit of an odd building anyway with the, like, it seems like a lot of those offices in the basement were afterthoughts.
Overload. So it'll be interesting. But for the citizens who are listening today, I will make sure that we're not going to be spendthrifty on this. But we're also going to have something that'll stay for a long time. This, you know, and be something we're proud of with our dollars. It's all of our dollars that we're spending. You know, the tax dollars are ours. And so that's why I like to listen to people and hear them, and they'll say, don't do this, or don't. I like that, because we can dialogue, and that gives me the opportunity. So you can sense that I really like serving on the city council. I love being in the community with the people, and I love the puzzles of putting things together and critically thinking about how to solve it, keeping the dollars in mind, keeping the community in mind, and then embracing all that we need to do to make our city welcoming.
All right. Well, very well said. Any other thoughts you might have before I let you go today?
No, I'm probably going to go home and cut my lawn. I think I better get that out of the way. I seem to do that a lot, but I like my lawnmower. I have an electric lawnmower.
Same.
And it's light, and it's light, and it's good for pushing. So that's probably what I'm going to do is I think through some of the meetings, and I've got a few calls yet today of just listening. I enjoy listening and then figuring it out. Thank you for the time today, Larissa. I appreciate it.
Anytime. Well, thank you, Audrey Thayer, candidate for Bemidji City Council at large.